begin. We are up to page Kuf Ayin Aleph. We are in the middle of Simen Pei Zayin Halacha Beis. Again, Simen Pei Zayin Halacha Beis, page Kuf Ayin Aleph, in the middle of the laws of animals. What exactly are you allowed to allow your animal to carry and do on Shabbos? There's a halacha in the Torah, it's part of the Aseres Adibros of Shvisas Behemto. A person is not allowed to allow his animal to do malacha on Shabbos. Anything that you cannot do, your animal cannot do. And we discussed just yesterday two major issues. Is there a prohibition of Shvisas Behemto for the animal of a woman? Because Shvisas Pemto is a mitzvah saseh, and women are exempt from mitzvah saseh shazman groma. So we learned it's not clear halacha lemaisa. We're machmir, but it's not 100% clear. And then we discussed the issue of what happens if you are and your animals are in different time zones. If you live in New York and your animals are doing malacha in California or in Eretz Yisrael, vice versa. So the question was, are the animals dependent upon you or are they dependent upon their own time zone? The issues are that they're independent because they're compared to your avodim. Pasuk compares an animal to a slave. A slave is a human being, and it goes without saying that a slave is independent. He follows his independent time zone regardless of the fact that he is owned by a master. So animals perhaps have the same halach. Or no, do we say that it's your property? And wherever you are, they are dependent upon you, being l'kul ben l'chumra. So this issue is not clear. It's not decided clearly what personal l'chatila, of course, should be machmir both ways. Okay, now he goes on, discusses more halachas, halacha beis, sus, yotze, b'afsar, being a horse, may go with an afsar. Afsar is a halter. It is something which you pretty much use to control, to steer, to guide the animal.
The reins.
Oy beresin. Resin is a bit. Okay, a resin, the mouth bit. You put it in the mouth, and basically these two things, you take them and you pull the animal. You guide, you push them around. Right, you tell them where to go by pushing them around, by holding on to one of these two things. Avaloy bishnehem. So it says in the important halacha that it's not necessary to have both. An animal can be, the average horse can be controlled with one of these two items. You do not need both. Therefore, if you put a person puts on an animal both of these items on Shabbos, it is, one of them is superfluous, and therefore it will be carrying avaloy b'shneim. Umutu lichnu halach. What about putting a leash? So the answer is yes, you can put a leash around the animal because that's also a way of holding the animal. But don't tie the leash too tight. Now, you have to understand, when it comes to a horse, the leash was not the way we do today. We think of a leash, like a dog leash, where the leash is around the neck of the animal, and there's a rope dangling, and you hold on to the rope, and you pull the animal, you take it along, or at least you prevent it from running away. That's not the way they used leashes on horses. It was nothing more than a ring around the neck. It was a ring around the collar. It was a rope around the neck, and you would put your hand in between the neck of the animal and the rope and pull the animal. So it's not, there's no leash that's dangling. It's just some type of rope tied around its neck. Now the rule is it has to be loose, because if it's too tight, you can't get your fingers in between the neck and the rope. So if it's too tight, it's not serving any function, it will be carrying. If it's loose and you can put your hands in between the rope and the neck of the animal, then it's functional, then it is mutter. So here let's see inside, umutu lichrich, you're allowed to wrap chevel ropa afsa, the rope of the afsa of the leash, of the halter. It should be tied loosely, so that you can slip in your hand quickly between the rope and the neck, in order to pull the animal. If the animal wants to run away, and the animal is giving you a hard time, is trying to escape, and you want to restrain the animal, you can be able to slip your fingers in between the rope and the neck of the animal to keep it in one place. That is mutter. But if it's going to be too tight, and then you can't slip your fingers in between the rope and the neck of the animal, then it's not serving a function, and it will be called a masai, and the animal will not be allowed to go out on Shabbos into a rishus around wearing this thing around its neck, because that would be called carrying on Shabbos. Animal may not not carry, just like you may not carry. Umutu l'taltal b'afsar, you're allowed to be metaltal the animal b'afsar, v'lidno olav, going back to the case of the afsar, the halter, the reins, you can go and you can guide the animal on Shabbos through the officer, v'litnoy olav, and put the litnoy olav, v'vaj lo yishon olav mishum yos lismech al balchai. Not only are you allowed to allow the animal to walk on Shabbos with this item, and not only are you allowed to guide the animal on Shabbos, it's not called you're carrying the animal, it's not called you're metaltal muksa, because you're just pushing it along, the animal is walking by itself, you're even allowed to attach it to the animal on Shabbos. So if you want to go for a stroll with your horse, you see it here on Shabbos all the time in Flatbush, people are going for walks with horses. We're talking about even going more than Dalet Amos. It's going from Rishus to Rishus, and carrying in the, even the Carmelists, you're not allowed to carry more than Dalet Amos. You're not allowed to carry more than Dalet Amos in the Carmelists. So you're allowed even to put on this thing on Shabbos, provided that you're careful that when you attach it to the animal on Shabbos, you don't lean on the animal. The Osma Lismach al Balchai. Period. Now let's go to, now that we're finished with horses, we have to remember that the Kitzur Shulchanach was written in Hungary in the beginning of the 20th century, and there were a lot of horses in those days. That was the mode of transportation. So this was a very common shaila. Avlach, about a donkey, lo yetze, but resin the donkey, may not go out with a resin halter, shel barzel. Why? Why may you not put on a donkey a resin shel barzel? It's too much. It's an overkill. The resin shel barzel was only used for horses. A donkey does not need such a heavy-duty type of device to keep it, to guide it. Therefore, being that it's an overkill, it's too much, it's called a masa, it's called a burden. Aval vad avlachamor lo yetz bez shel barzel, lefisha zel l'shmiru yisera, etz lachamor, it's too much for a donkey. Next, now let's go discuss oxen and cows. The shor uparosh einem tzrichim shimor, they don't need anything. They don't need anything, these animals. They are domesticated. Asurin lotzeis bechevel sav savarim, they don't need to put a ribbon or rope around their neck. It's also called becarrying. El imrigim livroyach, unless they are not tamed and they run away, then you're allowed to do it. Im kashachel b'fi asus harei zemasui, what about tying a leash around the neck of a horse? That's not good, because no one guides a horse with a rope. You guide a horse with either a resen or an afsar. Okay, one of these two things. You guide a horse with an afsar, which goes around the neck, or with a resin, which goes in the mouth, along the mouth. That's what a horse is used to. That's how you guide a horse. But to tie a dog leash around the neck of a horse and pull it along, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. Therefore, it's a burden. It's a burden. You're not allowed to let the horse do some Shabbos. But which avolim kosher chachel b'fiasus harei zemasul fishenim misham boyu shuhu nishma mipiv, it will break away from the, it will break it out of its mouth. Ve'ena doim la'afsa shu kosher b'roshu, an afsar is made for the horse. It's tied onto its head. Okay, so basically the yisoid is anything that is normal and is custom made for the horse, the donkey, is acceptable. Anything which is overdone or something which is too little, it's a burden, it's a masoy, and is aser. Halacha gimel. Sus v'chein shor behemos l'yetzu b'mardas. Now let's talk about a saddle. Let's talk about some type of garment to keep them warm. So horse and other animals are not allowed to go out with a mardas, with a saddle pack. That's called carrying. That's not what you do in Shabbos. You're not allowed to ride a horse, and the saddle is only to carry. It's not meant. It's not a garment. It's not keeping the animal warm. It's not a coat for the horse. The horse doesn't want this. It's only there for you, and you're not allowed to, you're not riding on it. So you know, it's nothing more than a masa and it's also the ach hamor. However, a donkey is allowed to wear a saddle, because the saddle serves on a donkey two functions. Number one, it carries your possessions. Also, it makes it comfortable to sit on. But more importantly, it keeps the donkey warm. Donkeys are always cold. Even if it's a heat wave, it's 1,000 degrees outside, the donkey will always be cold. Tivur lehiskarer. It's the nature of a donkey to always be called. Period. So therefore, it's called a cloak and a malbush, and a malbush is mutter. V'imkash aleha mardas meir of Shabbos. If you tie on the mardas before Shabbos, mutter sheyetzibah b'Shabbos, shemalbushu, it's a garment. Avalo eino k'shurim, avalo meinu k'shulo, lo yetzibah, gezer shemathibu me'ela, v'yecha b'yadah. However, if the sandal has not been tied to the donkey before Shabbos, you may not put it on a Shabbos, because tie you may not do. Tie will be a kesher shel kayama, that you may not do. And then when you go outside, it may slip off. And if it slips off, you may be inclined to carry it on Shabbos in the Rishos Sarabim. So if you have not yet tied on the Mardas on the donkey before Shabbos, it may not go on Shabbos. With the Shabbos, you have shel kasher, you can't have a day shoot tzach l'skavi level smachalof. The reason why you can't tie them, not because of the kesher kayama, maybe you'll make a bow, you'll make a kesher shel kayama. However, the derech is that you need to lean on the animal to properly tie the Mardas to the donkey. And this also to lean on animal on Shabbos, that is called, you're being mishtamish, the animal is, you're working with an animal. And you're not allowed to, shvisas pem, to the animal is not, you're not allowed to let the animal, it's tiltul muksa, so it's shat tiltul muksa. You're not allowed to lean on an animal on Shabbos. Achbat, kishamor b'chatzer, however, if the chamor is in the courtyard, mutul losis olav mardas, if the donkey is in the courtyard, it's not going outdoors, so there's no chash of carrying, and you want to put on the saddle to keep it warm, it's mutter, you're allowed to plus all of some ardas, but they had sin because of the cold. It's not muksa. Saddle is a garment. It's not muksa. It's a garment. It's a garment for the donkey. The donkey keeps the donkey warm, even though you also use the mardas to sit on, to do a dover, that's osur, and maybe the mardas also has some pouch where you put things inside, ain't a chanami, but it's not the primary use of the mardas. The primary use of the mardas is to keep the animal warm, and that's a malbush, and therefore it's mutter, we put in chatzer, and chatzer where you're not going outside into the Rishus Sarabim. Ovat shalo yetzibo, do not go out into the street. Avalim ala sus, litim ardas klal. A horse, there's no excuse to put a saddle on the horse, because the horse does not need to keep warm. Only reason why we don't put on a saddle is in order that you can ride on it, to make it comfortable to sit on, and that's also. Im lo kishakar nigodol, unless it's a freezing cold day, and even then the horse needs some warmth. Shemazek gam la sus, the cold can cause harm to the horse. If it's a summer day and there are a lot of flies and you want to protect the horse from the flies, you can also put on that saddle. Be very careful not to lean on the animal when you put it there. It's aser to remove it, because the animal is never in pain wearing a mardas, and when you remove it, you may come to lean on it, and therefore there is no excuse to remove these things. And halacha dal asur lotes bezug new halacha. You're not allowed to go out with a bell attached to an animal, because that's a tachshit. Now you'll say, so what? Adarab, just like a person, a man, a woman is allowed to wear jewelry. You're allowed to wear a gold watch. Mikradin, you're allowed to wear, a woman is allowed to wear anything that she wants, jewelry. That jewelry is only for human beings. Okay, there's no such thing in halacha as jewelry for animals. The only reason why you would put jewelry on animals to make it look nice is a simon that it's for sale. It's a sign that you want to sell the animal. That is the way people interpret jewelry on an animal. They don't interpret
a person that's chashur, like a mayor or something like that. And he wants to,
yeah. You want me? You see? Could you say that you see where they make these state parades?
Yeah, something like that.
Buckingham Palace, royal wedding, right? You see all the horses dressed,
the ornaments,
they're dressed nicer than people, the animals. So why don't you say that that's the lavush? Right, the royal wedding, the horses are wearing the beautiful lavush.
Actually, you have a good excuse, because it protects it. The armor protects the horse.
From being assassinated, right?
Yeah.
Terrorist attack.
A ceremony, but it's really a coat of armor.
A coat of armor.
So
okay, I hear what you're saying. Let's see, maybe I missed something. Okay, I hear what you're saying. I don't know the answer. Why don't you say this tachshitim?
We don't get banned on Shabbos.
Well, we don't have to worry about this. Okay, I hear what you're saying. I don't know the answer. But here, at least what he's in the limited idea that he's discussing is that the reason why they would put a bell on the horse was a sign that it's for sale. So what? It's not called a levush. It's a masoi, it's burden. And even in a place where there is an eruv, you have a living in a city with its nephew, and you not let the animal go out with the bell, because it's mekach u memkar. You're not allowed on Shabbos to engage in business. Asur lotse says bezug al pi av mishu pokuk, even if the bell has been stuffed up. Hashmas kol azaser av shemilsa. If the bell makes noise when it walks, you hear it making noise. That's a hashmas kol. That's a problem. Some hold that's a problem even on the Sifrei Torah, on the Keseh Shel Torah. There are bells, and some of them not anymore. Today the new ones they don't do because the machmir on this. So some hold that you're not allowed to have bells on the Keseh Shel Torah because you're not allowed to be hashmas kol. Some say no, it's not a real bell. It doesn't make so much noise. It's the tzach mitzvah, it's the mitzvah. It's not for music, so it's not a big deal. But
there's a big day playing.
Oh, the Pamoinim on the Kohen Gadol, when he went, so there he had bells and it made noise. V'nishva koloi, b'voyal ha-kodesh. So why do, so there, it could be because the issue of Hashmas Kol at best is a shvus. Is nisimid rabban, ein shvus b'migdash. So maybe that's a reason, especially when it's for the purpose of avodah. But we have a halach of Hashmas Kol. You may come to fix. If you make sound, you may come to play musical instruments. You may come to fix the instruments.
The Torah says
yes
to wear that.
Right, Torah says it. So ain't shvus. Right, it's a tzim kodesh baruch. So this that in chlamy. So midar min haTorah it's mutter. Correct. You're right. You're right.
The purpose of a bell and a cow.
On a cow, it's a sign. It's going to say right now, it's a sign to the people in the market for sale.
No, I thought it was to know what the cow was, to find it.
No, so it seems not. It seems for that they had GPS devices. No, it seems not. It seems that's not the main reason. Asura, let's see what it says. Asura lotzeis bezug af al pishu pach, even if the bell has been stuffed up. You can't hear the ringle, the sound. The ainim bekashkesh. Why? That feel be ear shehi misukenes be'ir. Even in a city where there's an air, so there's no issue of carrying. Also, shetet sebo rak bechotze motor l'shia leha. Only in the chotze, because in the, why? Because he doesn't, because it's business. He explains in the bottom is because people view this as this animal is for sale. That's the convention. That's the way people show. That I have an animal for sale, and you put a bell around its neck. That's we don't relate to their times. What?
The purpose is not the noise. The purpose is to see the bell.
To see the bell, and people should know that it's for sale.
You can't put a sign on it either.
I guess not. Well, you can, as long as don't let it go out into the street.
So
the point is, don't.
On your car, say,
on Shabbos, but it's not going out.
You park your car
and it says for sale.
It's like
browsing on the internet. You're allowed to browse and you're not allowed to buy. It's window shopping.
Vafilu be'ir shehi misukenes be'eruvin asur shetetzebo rak b'chotze mutl shiyel olecha v'imein pach m'kashkesh. If it's not, the bell has not been made dysfunctional, the bell has not been stuffed up, the clapper has not been removed, and in the kashkesh, then it's 100% also, even in the courtyard, because of the prohibition of Hashmas Kol, you're making musical sounds on Shabbos, also liyoy solecha. Halacha, hey, motor lehoylich es asus bechevel shebares, and you're allowed to guide the animal with a rope attached to the rest, and the bit attached to its mouth. Uvilvad sheyeochez you have to be holding on to the tip of the rope, not to the middle of it, because if you're holding on to the middle of the rope, then the end of the rope is dangling down. So in other words, if you have a long rope and I'm holding on to the middle of the rope, everything below that comes out of the other side is considered to be carrying. So if it's within three tefachim from where I let go, okay, it's really considered to be attached to the horse, because the part that I'm holding is attached to the horse, the part that's coming out of my hand is attached also to the horse. But if it dangles from the bottom of your hand more than three tefachim, we consider that to be excess, and we consider that part of the rope to be you carrying that part of the rope in the Rishos HaRavim or in the Karmelis. You only can hold on, you know, you want to take out the people go for take out a dog on Shabbos for a walk. So even, that's a question if you're leaving allowed to do that. But if you do it, those that are matter, you have to have a short leash. A very short leash, and certainly, and when you hold, you have to hold the leash at the very end, which is anyway usually the case. But you're not allowed to let the leash dangle, droop below three tochim. That's the next halacha. Motu l'chayil chasus b'chevel shabrasim v'vat sheyeches sheyeches b'kotz hachevel asher shloyetsim yod tefach. Even I'm sorry, I told you three tochim, even one tefach, and the end may not dangle below your hand, even one tefach. V'gam lo yagia chevel shabein yodel abehima ad tefach samach loritz. when the rope is, when the, if the rope droops, do not let the rope droop below one tefach within the ground. If the rope is, the leash is very long, so the solution is yichrichu al atzavra asus, you shall drape it around the neck of the animal, it should become part of the animal, and that way you won't have any problem. Halachavav, k'shtei behemos, oyoyser, Shahin Kashua Zobazu, you have two animals two or more that are tied one to the other. Single file. Okay, you have 10 animals. And each animal is tied one to the other, single file. And I guide the animal in the front, and all the animals are a choo-choo train. And all the animals behind, they follow along. Zuach azu. Also, lasking Shabbos, I feel behind Musilas Beruvin, because it looks like business. When you march your animals around in such a fashion, it looks like you're going to market to sell them. But what you can do on Shabbos, if you have 10 animals and you want to take them, or you want to take them somewhere else because it's not pleasant wherever they are now, you can take each one by its own leash and hold all the tips of all of the leashes in your one hand and pull them like that in one shot. That. There's professional people make a parnasa from this. This is parnasa. You walk 10 dogs.
You get paid for the week, not for the Shabbos.
Get paid. You have to bahavloha. Bahavloha. You take care of 10 dogs. You make a killing, a good parnasa. Halacha zayin. Ein hatanagolim yotzim bechutin shekoshim bechut bohem bohem lusimin. Chickens may not go out tagged. They would tag chickens with certain chutim. Or they should not go out with tied up in a way that they should not break kalim. Chickens are destructive, so they have to be disabled. They have to be tied in a way where they not, where their legs or their wings are not going to cause damage. They may not go out in this fashion on Shabbos because it appears this was the way that was taken out from to market for selling. A lot of these prohibitions, the problems are, it looks like. It looks either there's a problem of it's a burden, or it's a problem that it looks like you're going to sell them. But if you tie its foot, you can't run away. But if you tie it in a way, the only reason why you're tying it should not run away, that would be mutter. That's not called a masoi. And that's not for business. Lo yikshar akud aragol. What is akud? Haynu sheyikshar yad im regel. The translation of akud means to tie the yad with the regel, and ragol means haynu shekoyshar echad miraglov klapi mala. One of the legs has to be tied to itself. Okay, like you bend the leg. You bend the leg. You beg the leg, shlo telech bar rakal, sholosh shazer afilu b'cholos v'mishum tsar ba'alechayim. The Akeda, how did Avram Avinu bind Yitzhak? There are pictures in Masechta Kinim, Masechta Tamid. I have actually saved, which actually shows a picture, an illustration of a human being tied up. And this fashion is machlokes exactly how exactly did Avram Avinu tie up Yitzhak. So some ok means he tied his hands to his feet. Vayakoid oisoy al hamizbeach. Mimalo Eitzin. Avram Avinu, he tied up Yitzchak, he did the Akedah on the Mizbeach. So it was hand to Yad Leregel, and this is also Afilu B'chol because of Tzar Balachayim. So let's go back to the previous page. He discussed some matters. Halacha Gimel on the bottom, Mishem Shem Halacha, page Kufayin Aleph. Lot says, Bezug Ayim Shem Aram Shek, Afilu Im Haroya. Ein reitz le kablam rak im yidlu hazug ham kashkesh bit savadam kidei shiyargish we have rocham if you walk in ein lahatir. So in Echadam, the primary reason why you won't have a bell is nor that you should know exactly when they run away. You should hear their sound. You'll be able to hear where they are. So let's say you are a shepherd, and the shepherd will only take them under his control unless he has a bell. He has this aid to tell him so he can hear where they are. It's not an excuse. It's not an excuse. You're not allowed to give over your animal to a shepherd on Shabbos with the bell, even if that's the only way he's going to accept it. There's no excuse. The ayin behagoyis ma'ashav demukam ha'shav behemos yosas b'chol yom liros b'sadeh v'zug al tzavodam kevon shadakam mekach mufursam l'kol doymer l'hod yamin m'shachonarach al kein yesh So he says if that's the way they go every single day, so then it's in the Gesundheit, so therefore that becomes part of the Levush. In other words, they're Matirim. If that's how they're accustomed to going out, so it does not appear that you want to sell it in the market. Because that's how they are dressed every single day, even when they are not for sale. So then we can say that it's part of the Levush, it's part of the way they look. It's tafel to the animal, and there's no issur of shvisas pehemto to allow the animal to go out into the carmelus of the Rosh Hashanah in such a fashion. Halacha dal, shtei behemos to yos lego to try to get the multiple animals, ayin behagos mekor chayim, shenestapik mitchilu bochad yis v'shas, b'shnayim shasu b'locha, b'turim, if two people do b'locha together, part of the lafinu mimikra, b'asaysa, only in order to be chayim for b'locha, one person must do b'locha. If two people do b'locha together, there's no chiv daraisa. Im huadin b'shvisas behema. Now what is the example? Very interesting shaila. You have a wagon, so why are you not allowed to go ride on a wagon on Shabbos? Because the animal is doing malacha. The animal is carrying you. The animal is, if you sit on a wagon and the animal, the horse moves forward, the horse has done malacha. What malacha has the horse done? He has taken you more than Dalet Amos in the Rishos Sarabim. The horse has done a malacha. So I don't do the malacha, right? If you go in a car, right? Many people b'shasat chak, they go in a car service on Shabbos, or you go on a train on Shabbos, or the like. Machines take people. The goyim, non-Jews, or machines can transport people on Shabbos. So it's mutter. Why? Oh, but I'm traveling on Shabbos more than Dalet Amos. I'm being carried more than Dalet Amos. I'm not doing it. Someone else is doing it. Goy is doing it. A machine is doing it. It's mutter. But here, the animal is doing it. And being that I own the animal, I have an obligation to prevent my animal from doing malach on my behalf on Shabbos, or doing malach, any malach on Shabbos. So what's the solution? We learned yesterday, so it should be your wife's animal. If your wife owns the chariot, right? We learned yesterday that a woman is not mechuyim b'gardin and she's behemto. So if you give over the chariot with the horse to your wife, she owns the animal, and you go and sit down, and the animal is trained, it takes you from place to place, it knows how to go, so then technically l'choy will be mutter, because there's no shvisas behemto on an animal of a woman. Here is another solution. The other solution is have two animals pull the wagon. Because just like when it comes to a person, shnayim shahasuf, two people do malacha together, there's no chiv deraisa. So the animal also, in order for an animal to do malacha, then it should be called a violation of halacha. It should be the animal does it itself. But if two animals do the malacha together, then it should be mutter. So here's a solution. If you want to go travel to another city and the animal's already trained, they know exactly how to go, so they're on autopilot, so I have two animals, pull it. And go, don't go tell them, but doing malacha ayideh shnayim is a shavus. It's still awesome, midrabanan, correct. For human beings, there's a shavus. But there's no shavus when it comes to animals. Things that are only us midrabanan, an animal can do lechatchila. So I have a solution. You should be able to go on a chariot on Shabbos as long as it's being pulled by more than one horse. You can go to Central Park on Shabbos and go for a ride as long as you pay the guy, as long as you pay the caretaker before Shabbos. You can go for a ride in Central Park on a horse and buggy as long as there's at least two horses. They put it out. It's illegal. The grandfather, didn't they? What?
They're gone?
I thought they grandfathered.
Man,
no more horse? They made it illegal? I think they're still there. I think they're grandfathering them in. Whoever has can calf until they die. They're grandfathering in the old horses. So you have to chaperayin to have that experience. So you can tell your great-grandchildren that I once used to go be pulled around in New York City in a horse and buggy. And they're like, what? What's a horse and buggy? What's New York City? Let's go further. So over here, gam da bon de khosh bus mlog zum heim vaym prim gadem de cm shav de makar khaim kem de loy matzin kem be isurim acherim ki goin bishul bas be khala vi as mlog be shvis mlog anasam shma mina Dirak l'inyan karban darshinon kain mikra be'asoysa avol be'isum v'lavim loy nema klal zelift. Unbelievable chiddush. He says here that the only time you say this, and you can do it to two people, that's only when it comes to a karban. The only heter to do something, the only time we apply this, that you are exempt from bringing a karban chatas. But when it comes to the prohibition to do it, it's no difference. The same way you're not allowed to do a malacha, you're not allowed to do a malacha by yourself, you're not allowed to do a malacha with the help of someone else. And this applies for Shabbos, this applies for Isser Shavuos, this applies for Basal B'Cholov. It's Usser. The only time the Chazal said Shnayim Shasu, it means there's no Chiv Karban Chatos. But to do it, it's also no matter what.
Yes.
So the same way it's also for a person to do it lechatchila, it's not a get of a shavus. It's not the pshat that it's an issa midrabban. What he was trying to suggest now is that minatoira lechatchila, you can do a malacha with the participation of someone else. The Torah only prohibited you from doing malacha alone, but from the Torah's point of view, lechatchila, you and your friend can do a malacha together. The Rabban came along and said, don't get carried away here, we're not letting you do it. The Torah may allow you to do it, but we're not going to let you do it. And now along comes the Shi'ana and Mitzvah Malach. He enters into, okay, the Rabban only put a prohibition upon people, but the Rabban never put upon animals this prohibition. So now we can construct a case where animals, l'chatchilah, two animals can transport a person on Shabbos. Along comes the answer, that's not true. The Torah never let you do it. It's not an issa d'Rabban and a shvus where you can differentiate between a human being and an animal. It's an issa d'Oraisa for two people to do a malacha. And this that you are familiar that shnayim shasu potter is only a din in a karban. There's no chiyuv karban chatas when a malacha was done b'shoigig by two people together. But to do it l'chatchila b'mezid is also min haTorah even for l'chatchila.
If your animal,
if you allow your animal on Shabbos to do malacha, you, the owner, have violated an Isser Asay. A malacha is carrying on Shabbos. If you allow your wagons, if you own wagons, and the wagons are being used to transport people, merchandise, on Shabbos, you are over an Isser Asay. See, in ancient times, you have a trucking company. So those are Kalim. So that's mutter. So my kelim are doing malach on Shabbos. But in ancient times, people had animals that were part of a trucking business. You had to shut down the business. Yeah. So he holds the same Mishnah Mekar Chaim. The Mekar Chaim concludes. Oh, so that's the goyim. So goyim is ninam choyim for the ninam choyim. So the goyim do bahavlo. It's not you. They do bahavlo. They do it for their own benefit. But as far as the property, the wagons, the trucks are kalim. There's no prohibition of shvisas kalim. The prohibition is shvisas behemtoy balechayim. Animals may not do malacha. No, Chatishir is that's another machlokes. Chatishir is not or not. No, so he's saying that this is worse. The Mekar Chaim says that Shnayim Shasua is also min haTorah. The only petur of Shnayim Shasua is a petur from Chatos. The Mela, it's also min haTorah. It doesn't make a difference between man and animal. You're not allowed to have animals transport people on Shabbos. Next. What? No, definitely not. Carbon is only for carbon chatas. Even for loisa, say there's no carbon. Only for carbon chiv chatas. It's a chorus. Only for nisa chorus. But shogeg.
Two people have used two animals. What are you over?
Nothing. You're over on shvisas behemto. On an isra say.
What if I use one animal?
Same thing. Each one is over on his animal. If I let my animal participate in doing this avera, I am over on an isra say. The Torah said, "Leman yenuach shorcha v'chamorcha." You have to let the animals rest, and you allow your animals to rest. You have violated that say. What's the tshuva? That's a different story. There is no. You bring a carbon oila. That's only a hider. You have to just do vidis, vidu yom kippur. There is no special carbon thing over an assay. only from a carbon. According to the Makar Chaim, right. You're right. So they're saying it's not really a... So why do they do it? And I was told that Hatzalah, I was told this many years ago, and I don't know if it's true, I have no idea, is that when Hatzalah, when it's not an emergency, they're told to minimize Chil Shabbos by carrying the equipment, together Shnayim Shasu, to take equipment together. You finish the call, and the call is over, everything is okay, and you're going back, putting all the equipment back in the ambulance, so there's no harm that each member should pick up a handle of one of the...
Unless you believe in the error, anyway.
Unless you believe fine. Unless you believe in the error.
I mean, what about the Gemara's? You have Shnayim Shorotz.
So he's saying here a Chiddush, that it's only with regard to a Karim. V'siyam Shnayim V'makar Chayim V'chayim Kevim D'loin Matzinu Kevim B'Yisurim Acherim K'gayin B'Yisrael 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 V'Yisrael 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 Le'inyin carbon dashinon kain nikrod ba'asaisal v'sum v'lam lo nemer klal zeh. Okay, we learned the chiddush today. It's kedai to learn very chiddush. The din of shnayim shasu is only minogea carbon. It's not minogea isurim, and that explains why animals. It is also to allow an animal to participate. Even though together with another animal. Ayin b'shut chacham tzvi shehivim b'shut harashba. Shekasav gam kein d'alfusad mevasoyis leptur shnayim shasu melach b'zeh. You know, v'zeh yachol mishum d'chashvinan kolecha k'masayeya loynem araklin yin Shabbos v'siyim chacham tzvi d'hayin alin yin carbon. But he also concludes only for a carbon. Avol olam asim b'derayis. Even though it's the halach, it's not miyuchat to Shabbos. It's miyuchat to all averos, but only b'nogeya carbon. Avol olam asim b'derayis k'mo chatzis shin. Chatzis is not so pashat. Chatzis shir asim b'nater is machloikas. It's machloikas. He's saying according to the tzad that says chatzis shir asim b'nater, sending shnayim shasu as asim b'nater. V'ayim b'shul b'shul Mordechai meha. May what's that say from Madur Tanina Shemafarish Sham the Lav Dafka Shabbos El Bhold of Shesh Bla Lossa Lessa the carbon. There's a loisa save a carbon that fluke shvitsas behema. The loss the leka. The loss of the carbon, leka b'zeh shum kula, there is no leniency, chamasha kasav, hamakar chayim, v'chacham tzvi, ayin shum, everyone seems to say the same thing. Over ikor divrei hachacham tzvi, shakasav, the huisu derai, sukum achatz yishir, tzarchinli b'divrei harabam, the isurai b'divrei seifrim, like we mentioned, achatz yishir is in machlekes, rishonim is asam natav, v'rabanon, v'hu harchokam in amloch, ayin shum, according to the Rambam, from the mashmois, the Rambam, it's only asam in the Rabbanon, as a harchoka. Harchoka, Mishmeres, not to come to Nisro Derais. Okay, let's go to our next halacha. Halacha Ches. Mi sheyesh loy mishoreis eino yehudi v'rechal al behema. B'Shabbos. Kish shemolichenu lahashkoitza. Let's say you have a mishoreis, a non-Jew, and he's riding on the animal when he takes the animal to give it to drink. Ein etzach lemonoi ki iser harchava b'Shabbos eino mishum mishum eino mishum masa behema ki achay noisi esatzim eino rak midrabon behema loy gadju. Important halacha. So you have over here a mishoreis, you have over here a worker in the house, and you tell him, take the horses to the lake for lunch. Shabbos afternoon, you own a lot of horses, it's very hot, they're going to be dehydrated, so you tell the worker, go take them. So what does the worker do? He gets up on the horse, and he starts whipping the horse to get moving. Also, are you mechuyif to tell the worker you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos? Because these are my animals, and I am not allowed to allow my animals to do work. And if my animal is going to carry you on its back, the animal is carrying on Shabbos. So the answer is you don't have to tell the worker not to do this, because carrying a human being is not an Isser Deraisa. Chai Noisei Esatzno. If Reuven picks up Shimon, Reuven has not, and carries him in the Rishul Saram Dalamas, he has not done a Melocha Deraisa, because Shimon is balancing his own weight. As long as Shimon is awake and is not tied up. But if Shimon... What? Yes, because a car is not an animal. A car is a kli. Kli. This halacha is only living creatures. But kalim, utensils, are mutter. You're allowed to lease as long as you're not taking money for Shabbos itself. As long as you're taking money behavla for the week, for the month, for the year. Oh, but it's my kalim, it's my utensils that are doing malacha on Shabbos. There is absolutely no prohibition to allow your utensils to do malacha on Shabbos. It's mutter. Can you receive money from the guy? That's a separate issue. But animals, any living creature that you own must rest on Shabbos just as you rest on Shabbos. Yeah.
So that means you have a guy, my neighbor's not Jewish, and he wants to use one of my kalim in my garage, which is in my area. He can go in, I can give it to him?
Absolutely. Yeah. You can give it to him, you can let him take it, you can use it. 100%, as long as there's no marasai, no one's going to think that you're telling him to block on your behalf. There are other issues. As he mentions, money issues, schar Shabbos, there's marasai issues. Someone should not say, oh, everyone knows, this is yours. What? No, let's say everyone knows, everyone on the block knows this is your, yeah, good example, it's your lawnmower. Everyone knows. Your name is written all over it. Right, all over it, it says... It's yours, and now the neighbor over there is mowing his lawn, is mowing your lawn. People may be misled to think, it depends on the situation, that you told the guy to do it. You told the guy to do this malacha on Shabbos. Amir liakum is aser marasayin. If people are going to suspect that you told the guy to do malacha on Shabbos, and it's not l'tzarech mitzvah, it's not because of a hefsid, and you don't have all of the heterim, which are rare and few and far in between, then that's another issue. But if he's doing it in the privacy of his own home, even though your utensil is doing malacha on Shabbos, it's 100% permitted. There's no prohibition. People confuse this very often. There's a difference between an animal and a utensil. An animal is a living creature. In the Aseret Sadeiros, it says that animals, your animals, may not do anything that you may not do. But there's no such halach of Shvisas Kalim.
I can't lend a thing on Shabbos.
Why not? Why not? You're not making a kinyan. Lending is not a kinyan. I'm just giving you to take it. A loan is not a kinyan. A loan, you don't make kinyanim when it comes to a loan. A gift and a sale, that's a kinyan. But to lend him a utensil on Shabbos, if he needs a utensil, he comes banging on your door and says, you know, I need a favor. I need to go use your whatever.
Isn't a loan like giving to him and he's going to give it back to you? Is it understood that it's temporary?
It's a loan. You're allowed to lend someone something on Shabbos.
What if he takes your shovel to shovel snow on his?
Snow b'chlal, there are so many heterim. Even you can do it yourself, according to many places. You can shovel, okay, we don't go that far. People are going to give you, people don't go, but if it's a real emergency, let's say an elderly person, someone's coming back, there are heterim for that also. There are heterim for shoveling snow also on Shabbos. In a place where you have a courtyard, you have an eruv, if a person, once a person gets hurt, then it's a whole different story. So that's not really a good example. Let's say he comes and wants to borrow your toolkit. He wants to borrow your drill. He comes in and says, "Can do me a favor? I need your chainsaw." So then you go to the gate. Here are the keys. Here the keys are on the table. Go take it. All yours. As long as you're in a situation where there's no marasayin, which it's perfectly fine. Who's in the that is the halacha. Okay, so here we have an animal. The animal is carrying a person. Carrying a person is not nisa deraisa, but it's aser mid rabbanon. You're not allowed to carry a person on Shabbos. A yisrael is not allowed to ride on a horse on Shabbos. Why not? Number one, you may come to pull off a branch or twig, but also the animal is carrying you. The animal also, that's another reason why, because if you own the horse, if you don't own the horse, then you don't have that problem. But if you own the horse, the same way you are not allowed to carry a human being, the same way you're not allowed to carry a human being, your animal is not allowed to carry a human being. But here, it's an animal. It's an animal, and an animal, the shvus is relaxed, and when it comes to a guy also, the shvus is relaxed. So here it says that if your mishores goes and takes the animal to drink, and the mishores, he rides on the animal, you don't have to tell him not to do it, because the animal is not really doing a malacha deraisa. It's at best doing a malacha midrabanan, a shvus, and a shvus for an animal and for a guy is mutter.
Could your animal go outside of
Can your animal, is there a din of tchum by animals? I don't think so. I don't know the answer for sure, but I don't believe so. I'm pretty sure it's only a malacha. There is no din of tchum by an animal. The same way you can go out of the tchum, your animal can't go out of the tchum. I don't think so. Tchum is not part of the lamed tes melachos. Your kalim, a kalim have your tchum. That means if you come in contact with your kli, so you may not move. But the animal is going by itself. You're not moving the animal. The animal is operating by itself. It's not a matter of you. You have a tchum, and your kalim also have a tchum. I don't know the answer. Maybe we'll come across this. Can he take it outside the tchum? Because let's assume now that it's mutter. When it comes to animals, l'chora, there is saying why should it be worse than a utensil that may not go outside of the tchum. I don't know the answer. I don't know. Let's see. The
Einayos. If you lease or rent, is that considered ownership?
Leasing and rental, is that considered?
The horse. You don't own the horse. You're leasing the horse. Is that considered ownership?
You still own the horse. Leasing and rental. You don't transfer ownership.
So if you have someone else's horse and it's a guy's horse,
yeah,
and you're leasing that horse,
yeah,
for a year,
can I do malacha?
Yeah,
it's not mine. It doesn't belong to me. It doesn't belong. You sublease. You go into business and you want the animals are going to work on Shabbos, but it's not going to actually be my property. It's going to be leased from someone else, and I'm now in turn going to sublease to someone else. That might be a good example. That might indeed be correct. I don't know for sure. Person that's in the business of having animals do malach on Shabbos, and that might be the case. They have to work out an arrangement where he doesn't technically own the animals, he's just in control of their labor. Yeah, that might be true.
Well, can you give the animals a matana? Can you give them a matana on Shabbos?
No. A Kenyan, you cannot give a matana on Shabbos. No. Matana. They always used to do that in Shul, to give bar mitzvah gifts. So you don't. We present, but we don't confer.
We will accept after Shabbos.
We don't actually give it to you because you may not make transactions on Shabbos. No, the kid's not going to come again for a sefer. He's not going to come again. If you give him a video game, then he'll come back. If you give him a sefer, he's not going to come back. I remember I told you the story. Certain things in life make an impression on people. I was a very small child, and we had a pirchei mitzvah Shabbos, and there was a raffle, and there was a shas, or I don't know what it was, a shnayis, a set of svarim, and then there was some electronic game. And this kid was the most yeshivish of them all. Okay, most of us were very, very wild and modern and totally not into learning, including myself. And there was this kid, you know, he was like the tzaddikal. He was, you know, the real learner, and they won the raffle, and then he had a choice what to pick. So, of course, he's going to want the svarim. No, he wants the game. He wants the game. And the pirchei leader, I know who he is now, I see him every so often, he was just bewildered. He was almost embarrassed, because all the parents were watching, and here he was, and he told the kid, like, no, you take the safer. You don't take the game, you take the safer. And he insisted, I want the electronic game. I don't want the svarim. So the pirchei leader was a clever, shrewd guy. And he says, you get both. Okay, we'll give you both. You get it because like, he tried to, you know, save face. You won the grand prize. We'll give you the safer, and we're going to give you also the electronic toy. What? The Hashem said to Shlomo, because you asked for just the opposite. Yes, for chokhmah, I'll give you everything. This kid asked for the game, and he got everything. Had he asked for the safer, he would not have got the electronic game.
He wasn't looking out again.
What? I don't know how he arranged it. I don't remember all the whole story. Okay, that building, you know, that building doesn't exist anymore. That story took place in the Young Israel of the Lower East Side. What was it called, the Young Israel?
Manhattan.
And that building, that took place on one of the upper floors. There were many, many floors.
No, that was the building next door.
First Young Israel.
What?
Young Israel owned the building next door that had floors.
And it doesn't exist either now, right? That building's also gone.
No, the building, isn't the building there?
The building's still there.
The building's there.
They sold it,
but it's there. They were originally going to fix it up, but they didn't. They moved.
Okay, there was a whole story. Didn't something happen over there? A whole
building didn't go down.
Did they sell it?
No, still, yeah.
Probably
okay, let's go further. So let's review this halacha. Aval ha'isr hu ala adam. The isr is ala adam. Sha yisrael also lurkav v'shabbos. The yisrael may not ride on the animal on Shabbos. Ve'in yehudi li less than ba. And it's not the guy's problem. Ve'afilu hu noisin oikav oibegid lurkav. Alav came betel megabi areichev. Okay, even if the guy puts on the horse a saddle or a garment to ride on, now this is a very chiddush, it's bottle. Okay, let's finish up. It's bottle gabi reichem rak shor dover lo yiniach ala behema. Okay, so this is the point of halacha, that if this person, you have a horse, okay, these are not again halacha l'maisa, but some of the principles may be true, may be important for other applications. But you have here an animal, and the mishares wants to take the animal to give it to drink, and he wants to ride on the animal, let him ride on the animal, no problem. It's not your problem, he's a guy, and the animal, it's not mechleiv in the shvus of not riding on an animal. It's not a halacha l'maisa, as long as it's not a halacha l'maisa, you don't have to interfere with the non-Jew and with an animal. Furthermore, if he even wants to put a mardas, a saddle, or a garment to ride upon to separate between the back of the animal, that's also more because it's considered to be bottle legabe the animal in this instance. Halacha hey, let's one more shema halacha. V'recha behema ayin b'shod im yosha be'inan chavuras. Masachke b'kovi, people who play dice.
Sports.
Chavuras, sport. Masachke b'kovi. The hasus nimsa l'nachri v'hamalamed es hasusim b'merusas raglayim. It's given over to a trainer to train the horse. The schoroi shnoitel chelik meharevach, and the trainer receives part of the reward for coming in first. So the be
triple crown.
What's b'kosav sham the mutter li shol limsar susav l'chavurazu. Kavan shamakam shasusim rotsim mukav mechitzos v'havi rishta yochid v'ein kam yishum shvisas behemak mashkos magen Avram umikoyach mekach umemkar gam kain as far as the concern umekach umemkar umikoyach mekach umemkar gam kain ein yisim b'mnei shanochim mikabal chilek meharevach. It's doing of his own benefit, he gets a portion for whom mefursam v'dover haragel v'im kain hanochim adai denav shi ovid rak tzorch sholo yikik v'loi milachta b'shabbos. Don't say that the only time you're going to him is only on Shabbos. The hisik al divri hamaram shik, there was argued ayin mishut teshur schai ayin sham. So basically, what is the situation over here? You are an investor in a horse that's going to run at the Meadowlands racetrack. So, and when is he being that horse being trained? It's being trained. You don't know when. You gave it over to the trainer. The trainer receives a commission of the. He receives a commission. If the horse wins, he receives a commission. So he's only training it for his own benefit. Training the horse just involves nothing more than running around. The horse is not carrying anything on its back. It's just running. Running is not a malacha. It's not a malacha. You own the animal. If he's a jack, so that's also that is said above, that if riding on the horse is not a malacha deraisa. If you're riding on the horse, it's not a malacha deraisa, it's only a shuas, and it's not called carrying. So this basically is the same idea as we said before. If the horse is carrying a human being, or the horse is just running, there is no malacha that's taking place, and especially over here, it's in the reshus hayachid. Even if it is carrying, it says, it's in the reshus hayachid. Okay, that's an important point. Maybe they do carry. Maybe the horses, they do carry things. But being that it's been being trained in an area that's surrounded by four walls, reshus hayachid, and it's by a guy, and the guy is only doing it for his own benefit. So, but we have to be concerned with shvisas behemta. Your animal is doing malach on Shabbos. No, the animal is not doing any real malach on Shabbos. Running around in a circle is not called malach. We all do that. We all do that on Shabbos. What do we do? Run around in circles. What do we do on Simchas Torah? We just go in circles. So therefore, it's mutter. There's no problem of Schar Shabbos. Okay, we will stop here.